Okay. Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, that there's no eraser. The Mishnah says that if I, two people are holding a talus, I say, the whole talus is mine, and you say, half of the talus is yours, so the din is? We split it up. How do we split it? Three quarters, one quarter, right? So I say, kula shali. But you say fetzia, right? So I'm nice, so you get a quarter, I get three quarters. That's what it says in Mishnah. Taisus asks Akasha, Vim Tomar, Yehinema, the Chetzer Shalom, Migul di by Omar, Kula Shali, Kedamrinon, Vigamara, Haimigu Gufe, Lefatro, Mishvua, Ilomishum, Diarumi, Kamairim. Right? That's a mouthful. Taisus asks Akasha, let me believe the guy who says Chetzer Shali. Right, I say half of it is mine. Tosis asks, let's believe me when I said half of it is mine, because I could have said kulo shali with a migo. Okay, this is the first time being introduced to migo. Migo is a strange concept in Judaism. What is the source of migo? Absolutely nobody knows.
So it's a svara?
It's a svara, it's a logical thing, but it's a little bit of a strange logical thing. In American law, which is presumably based on Svara, pleading the alternative. That's what Migo is, no? Pleading the alternative. Believe me when I said X, because were I to be a liar, I'd be a much better liar, no? And I would have said Y. I would have said something totally different. Pleading the alternative is generally not accepted in legal systems. Usually, right, we believe you, because of what you said, if it's credible. If what you said isn't credible, we dismiss it. Pleading the alternative is shvacha maises. It's weak, it doesn't really hold that much ground, Jonah Kiyah.
But when the jury or judge, whoever judging, when they think to themselves, well, they could have said this.
So the judge might think it to themselves, but I could tell you that usually when you judge a case, you judge it based on what the guy actually says, no?
But part of that is what he doesn't say.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of it, you know, in other words, we can't say it's mamish non-existent, but at the same time, I don't think we could say it's the type of svara that we would naturally think of. No? Migo is probably not the type of svara we would naturally think of.
So we don't see the guy that wants to lie.
Probably not, although the Mishnah in Avos says that when the Balei Dinim stand in front of you, they should both be Rishaim in your eyes. In other words, I probably think that they're lying. Right? So how does Migo work? Is Migo da'irais or is Migo da'rabbanon? Most assume, everyone assumes in fact, to the best of my knowledge, everyone assumes that Migo is da'oraisa. Everybody holds. The Rush writes this in the seventh paragraph of Shavuos, Simen Gimel, very important Rush that we'll discuss later on. Right? Everybody holds that Migo is a din da'oraisa. Now, din da'oraisa that are not svaras are usually psukim. What's the pasuk that teaches me Migo? Ktzos HaChoshen writes, we don't know. Yeah. We have a tradition. We know that Migo is a din d'oraisa. It's got to be based on some pasuk, because if it's just logic, there are many cases that I would never think of this Migo svara. So it's a din d'oraisa based on a pasuk, but I don't know which pasuk. It pulls out your hair, right? We don't fully understand it, but that is our dear beloved Migo. Yeah.
What that means to have this.
Well, nafkamina should be that applies even to dinim da'iraisa. Right? I could say, if migo would be drabonon, I might say that maybe I don't say migo, let's say, in dinim da'iraisa. The Gemara asks, modeb mixas, right? It's chayav shavua. The Gemara asks, believe modeb mixas without a shavua, because you should be kofar hakol. Right? That's going to be daf gimon mav metziya. We're talking on the levels of da'iraisa, l'chora. Right, so that would seem to imply that Migo is a din d'oraisa, assuming that the Gemara is asking based on Migo.
We see d'oraisa that often, like, first of all, have, like, the Yukimel.
Torah, Don't write says our psukim in the Torah. The rest of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The rest of anything that's derived from the Yud Gimel Midos or the Lamed Beis Midos, however many Midos we have to Darshan Torah, right? Those are all dinim d'oraisa, the pashtos.
So why wouldn't Migos fit more in there?
Maybe. In other words, maybe it's based on some drasha, but what's the drasha? The point that the Ketos is making is that nowhere in the Gemara does the Gemara tell me the source of Migo. Migo is such a fundamental, basic idea that you would think that somewhere in the Gemara, the Gemara asks, Minolon sheyesh din Migo, and then the Gemara would answer, Dichsib, or Amar so-and-so, right? I mean, that's how I would start dinim of Migo. But we don't get it.
Could be just such a fundamental part of the way how humans think that time goes without time.
But my problem with that is that if it will be so fundamental, some would expect other law systems to have this notion of pleading the alternative, which they don't have. If it's just logical,
yeah.
So then we would think it's not only Talmudic. Fair?
Also, could you say that that's kind of the logic that Amram didn't start saying that she's not his sister?
Well, that's no different. I think Avram was lying, no?
Because he was thinking the logic that he could have said that she was his sister.
He could have said it's his wife and she would have been killed. Instead, he says it's his sister, she's not killed.
But then the king says, why didn't you just say that? I would believe.
I don't know. I don't know if in the case of Migo that's found in Chumash. It would be interesting. I don't know. Okay, so we have this in the Migo. So Tosfos asks Akasha, the guy in our Mishnah who says half of it is mine, who ends up only getting a quarter, correct Tosfos, led him to. Let's believe him that he gets half because he could have said the whole thing is mine and he would get half. So now that he's saying half of it is mine, he should get half also since he could have said the whole thing is mine. The Tosfos is asking that we should apply the principle of Migo. At Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos is going to give an answer and I should say Tosfos points out that this Migo of half to whole was invoked already in the Gemara on Daf Ches. Right? So it says that the Gemara on Daf Ches uses a Migo of half to whole. Correct? Let's turn to Daf Ches, and then let's see what Tosfos is referring to. And maybe we will be able to argue on Tosfos based on that alone, no? Perhaps. Turn to Daf Ches. The Gemara says, "What Chesam and Aleph in both Mitzia? It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines into the wide lines. One second. It's actually no. Let's start a different place." 9 lines before the end of the page. We'll start from the word Salka Daita Chamina. You see it? 9 lines before the bottom, the word Salka Daita Chamina on Chesam and Aleph. What?
First word
on the line is Itzrich. Salka Daita is the second word on the line. Or second and third word on the line. That's the Gemara that Tosfos is referring to. Let's say it again. I would have thought, this guy who says half of it is mine, why do I swear when I say half of it's mine? I should be Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is a halachic concept that when I walk over to you unsolicited and I say, here's your thing, I'm Meshav Aveda, I'm returning something to you. So I don't have to swear in that situation. Meshav Aveda doesn't have to swear. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that maybe if I say half of it is mine, I do not have to swear because I'm like a Meshav Aveda. I'm just returning something to you. Kamash Mulan, the Mishnah tells me, Dahai, that this guy, Irume Kamarim, He's really... What's Irume Kamarim mean? How do you translate it nicely?
Lying.
What? It's a workaround. Right? Irume Kamarim, he is trying to avoid it. No?
He's
Savar, he thinks, I amina kula shali, I'd have to swear. Therefore, I'll say half of it's mine, so I don't have to swear.
It's more legal.
Right? So, for two ha'aras on this Gemara. One ha'aras, the Gemara Daf Ches, does it use the word migo?
No.
Does anyone see the word migo in Daf Ches?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
In the
In these lines that Tosis is quoting,
no.
Do you see the word migo?
No.
Hey, no, right? If anyone sees the word migo here, that's very nice, but you're probably having what we would call visual hallucinations, right? Because the word migo doesn't appear in these lines. Instead of the word migo, I have other words, which is called meshev aveda. No? The Gemara says that if I say half of it's mine, maybe I should not have to swear because I'm meshev aveda. Right, and I could have. Then the guy says, "Well, you really, right? You wound up winning because you could have said the whole thing is his." Well, no, it's Irume Kamarim. He is not going to do that because he thinks if I say the whole thing is mine, I have to swear. Therefore, etc. But the fact is, the Gemara never uses the word migo. Tosus is understanding that the words Meshiv Aveda that appear here in the Gemara is really a code word for Migo. But, as we will see when we learn Daf Gimel, that is not necessarily correct. And Rashi would disagree with Tosus, or at least Rashi in some places in Chas disagrees with Tosus, is a steer in Rashi's. But the point is, Tosus is invoking the Gemara Daf Ches. And Tosfos saying that what the Gemara Daf Ches really means is that believe the guy who says half of it's mine, right, that he should not have to swear. Ches, believe me, right, that there should be no Shavua. Why? Because it's Meshev Aveda. In other words, Tosfos reads, in other words, I could have said the whole thing is mine and I would not swear. But the Gemara never used the word Migo. Tosfos is understanding that it's Migo. Point one. Now, point two. Tosfos is proving. Before we get to point two, let's go back inside the Tosfos. Or maybe we'll turn. Let's turn to the Mugi Yosef. I think that's a better way of doing it. Tosfos asks a kasha. Tosfos' kasha is that you should believe me when I say half of it's mine, because I really could have said the whole thing is mine. That's what Tosfos asks, correct? And Tosfos proves that this jump of half to whole, we say on that, Ches Amar Aleph. Nimuki Yosef asks the same kasha as Tosfos. Nimuki Yosef asks the same kasha as Tosfos, but there's a few differences between the Nimuki Yosef's formulation and Tosfos' formulation, no? A few differences here. Everyone see the Nimuk Yosef? It's on Aleph Amar Aleph Bedafei Harif. It begins Zenota Revia. Okay. Those Gemaras I don't think have Nimuk Yosef, but Nimuk Yosef says V'lo Amrino Nashiget Hech B'Shavua Migo Di Boi Amar Kula Shalei V'Hayonoto Chetzir B'Shavua. Right? Nimuk Yosef asks the same kasha that believe me when I say half that I should take half because I could have said the whole thing is mine. But the Nimuk Yosef gives three different answers than Tosfos gives. Right? The Nimuke Yosef, first of all, never invokes the Gemara on Daf Ches Amar Aleph. He doesn't quote any proof text that I could say a migo from half to the whole. He just asks, let me say migo half to whole. Doesn't invoke any proof text. Point two is Nimuke Yosef gives three different answers than Tosfos gives. Tosfos has one answer. Tosfos' answer, we haven't said the words yet, but it's called Migo Lahotzi. That's Tosfos' answer, right? But the Nimuki Yosef doesn't say that we don't apply Migo Lahotzi. The Mugyosef has three other answers. Answer one of the Mugyosef is Mishum de lo amin amigo el batainos shekulos. Avahacha Yosir Noach lo lomar chetya shali she'eno me izpanav b'chaveiro kolkach milomar kula shali she'yitztarech laha izla gamrei. And the Mukhe Yosef answers, if I would say the whole thing is mine, that's a huge amount of chutzpah, no? I'd rather say half of it is mine, because there's less chutzpah involved.
So it says it's Migo, but he's given his divide back into Migo.
What?
It says it's Migo, but now he's given his divide.
When Mukhe Yosef asks, we should say Migo, he has three reasons why we don't say Migo. Why I don't believe the guy who says half of it is his, because he could have said the whole thing is his. Reason number one that the Mukhe Yosef suggests is I'm not going to say the whole thing is mine, because that would involve serious chutzpah. That would involve ha'azah. Reason number two that the Mukhe Yosef says is I don't say the whole thing is mine. She'ein oim migo, but also davar atzma shehu toveya. Oh, kofair. Avomi davar la davar lo. Reason number two in Mukhe Yosef is a fascinating reason. I don't say migo, mi davar la davar. What does that mean? Believe me that this pen is mine. Why? Because I bought it. I say, I bought the pen, it's mine. You say, no, I didn't. So I say, you know what? Believe me, the pen is mine, because if I would be lying, I could have said that you owe me a watch. And I'm taking this pen instead of the watch that I could have said you owe me. Right? Does that work? Probably not. That's called Migo Mi Dover Lo Dover. Migo works on this item. Believe me, the pen is mine, because I have some reason of saying the pen is mine again and again. But to say, believe me about the pen because of a watch, because of a bicycle, because of a dragon, right, that's not going to work.
But it's not Migo there, though.
Huh?
There would be in this case.
So, reason number one is ha'azah, is chutzpah. Reason number one, the Mukhe Yosef, is chutzpah. Reason number two, I don't say it, is because we do not say Migo midavar midavar. Says in the Mukhe Yosef, in this case, what am I saying? There's a whole talus. I'm saying half of the talus is mine. Believe me, right, that half of the talus is mine, because if I wanted to, I could have said the whole talus is mine. Zupt in the Mukhe Yosef, that is called Migo Midavar Lidavar.
What?
When can I? So, it's always Midavar Lidavar. So you have to read a few lines into the Mukhe Yosef, which I think are found in the Rashba in his Chedushim over here. Ramin Baba Basa Shri Baba Mitzia. So Rashba writes, "My de oidi kimisha hu muchlak va omeid. The nimsa she ain cholkin el al chetzia bovad. The imkain ain hadin she kain shushnit fusin, etc." Right? The Rashba has a very interesting line. He calls it, in the Rashba language, it's muchlak v'omeid. If I am saying that half of this item is mine, that means I am saying half of the item is not mine. And that means we are halakhically severing this half from this half. And we're viewing it, a chiddush in the Rashba, in the Mukhe Yosef, big chiddush, no? We're viewing it like it's two separate items. And therefore, I do not say Migo, Midavar, Midavar. Akiva, you following this?
So we only in case of...
One second.
Midavar,
okay. The Rishonim all ask, I say half of it's mine. Lemais, I get a quarter. Frank Rishonim, give me the whole half, because I could have said the whole thing is mine. The Mukhe Yosef says, no, no, no. You can't do a Migo from half to a whole, because it's considered two separate things. It's muchlak ve'omeid. It's migo midavar ledavar. I'm jumping from one half to the other half. Right? And once I say only half of it's mine, You can't believe me. Migo, I said the whole thing is mine, because that's like talking about a bicycle. That's like talking about a totally different thing. Once I say half is mine, the halakha splits it down the middle, shalom.
That would still be the same for every case of Migo, though.
No.
No.
In this case, we're arguing over something.
What?
This case.
Let's say it's not a case we're arguing over something. Said case like, well, he brings him to court, and you're saying, well, I could have lied about this. In this case, we're arguing over if we want to be either way.
The whole point of me was you could have claimed something better, right? But that means every case, you're claiming that other.
Let's say I have a Migo like this. There's a shtar that comes against Yesomim, and the shtar says that the Yesomim owe money. So the Yesomim really could say netensu. They could have said that the money that they owe, an onus happened, and therefore they're putter for it, for whatever the reason. Instead, they want to say parati migo de netensu. They want to say, believe us that we paid up because we could have said an onus happened. We're talking about the same exact item. There's $50 at stake. The same $50. Question is, right, the Yesomim are saying we're exempt from paying. Why? We paid. Right? They could have said we're exempt from paying for a different reason, because we lost it. Right? That's paraiti migo denenso, so that's on the same exact item that's at stake. But in this case, the chiddush and the Muki Yosef, I think, is the same as what the Rashba is saying. That we are saying ke'ilu, it's muchlak va'omed. It's like it's divided down the middle. That's a big chiddush of the Muki Yosef, no? So that's answer number two of the Muki Yosef. Answer number three of the Muki Yosef? Anyone know? Did all the guys do the Muki Yosef in Seder? I know we did it. You did the Muki Yosef, Shmuel? No?
No.
Okay. So, I'll tell you what answer number three is, even though you didn't do it. By the way, when we do stuff in Shir that you didn't get to in Seder, do it the next day in Seder. In other words, as much as you can prepare, fine. If not, we'll just, there's a lot we have to do. The answer number three of the Nemuki Yosef is a similar answer to the chutzpah thing, but it's a little more specific. Nemuki Yosef says that I'd rather get... Nemuki Yosef says like this, I would never claim the whole thing is mine, because I know I'm not going to get the whole thing. I'd rather claim half of it is mine. There's no migul. Migul has to be plausible. It has to be that I could get it. Says the Muki Yosef, Ilo hayenoto chetzia, I'd rather say chetzia sheli, b'shiyuto kotzi b'yaso, milo makula, v'lo yito elo chetzia. I'd rather get kotzi b'yaso.
Why is he so sure he wouldn't get half?
Because this guy only says half is, this guy's saying half is mine. That means he's acknowledging I'm not going to get the whole thing.
Why is it that he was so sure that in the case where the guy said, "Oh, the whole thing is mine," that he wouldn't get half?
Because he already said half of it is mine. Elamai, I should believe him because he could have said the whole thing is mine. Once he said half of it is mine, it's impossible for him to get the whole thing. So he'd rather say half is mine on the chance he'll get half of it than to say the whole thing is mine when he knows he ain't going to get the whole thing because he already said only half.
But if he had never said half, then he could have said whole.
Right, so that we don't do. We don't go back in history. Once he made his claim, that's on the books. That can't be erased. Yeah.
That's every meeker who's like that. Right?
No. Believe me that I don't owe you money. Because I could have said I lost it. Instead, I'm saying I paid it up.
You already made the claim.
I say I don't owe money because I paid you. But I'll believe, even though saying I paid you is a weak claim. Because if I paid you, how come you have a document? Right? If I paid you, you should have returned the document to me, so it's a weaker claim. But I could have said I don't owe you money because I lost it. So believe me now. So Taisvis, so the Nemuke Yosef is saying something, is saying three answers to the Kasha. Three answers, right? We ask, believe me, Migo, I could have said the whole thing is mine. The answer is, no, I wouldn't say the whole thing, it's chutzpah. Or that's midavar l'davar, and that is quotes via. So Nemuke Yosef never quotes the Gemara on Nafches. Says the Sefer Nachlas David. The Nachlas David is Rav David Tevel. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin. Valozhin was founded in... There's actually a new book that came out from Professor Shaul Stempfer of the Hebrew U about the history of the Northwestern Yeshivas. It's supposed to be really good. It came out years ago in Hebrew. It was translated to English. Right? You read it already?
Yeah.
So, Stempfer, Valozhin was founded in 1803, same year as the Louisiana Purchase, no? Now you know, I'm actually married to my wife. I know you're the Louisiana Purchase was. Okay, so 1803, right? Valozhin is founded. Valozhin goes out of business around 100 years later, no? Again, whole question as to why Valozhin went out of business, which is very important for our yeshiva. Of course, what they'll tell you in every other street in the world is that Valozhin went out of business because the Russian yeshiva refused to allow secular studies to be taught in the yeshiva. And consequently, our yeshiva is absolutely tree from puzzle because we have secular studies in the yeshiva. Right? That's what they'll tell you in every other street in the world. Rabbi J.J. Schachter wrote a few articles in Torah Mada journals about the truth of the closing of the Valozhin Yeshiva. The fact is, don't say this outside of 185th Street, the fact is that they taught secular studies in Valozhin. The reason why they closed the Yeshiva was because the government passed laws that they would have to have more secular studies taught, basically, than Torah taught. And then the Tziv felt at that point that you can't have a yeshiva that there's more time dedicated to secular studies in the Torah, that they wanted to increase the amount of secular studies, so that's why they closed the yeshiva. But to have some secular studies, they actually had secular studies in the Valozhin yeshiva, they learned Russian language, they learned mathematics, etc. Whatever. This is Torah Ma'ada advertisement. Okay? Now, the Nachlas David was one of the Russian yeshiva in Valozhin. They hired the Nachlas David, not Zosef David Tevel. They hired him to say shir in Valozhin because Reb Chaim felt he's a really big Talmud Chacham and he wrote a beautiful sefer called Nachlas David. The problem was that the Nachlas David, Reb David Tevel, didn't speak well. He had a terrible speech impediment, so he didn't give a good shir. So they hired him to be a Rosh Hashiva, but he was very unsuccessful as a Rosh Hashiva because part of the job is that you have to clearly convey ideas. And if you don't speak well, you're just not going to be a good Rebbe. So he has a masterful sefer on the seven major Masechtos. Originally in Valozhin, the Seder Halimud was they went through all of the Masechtos in Shas. They started from Brachos and they went through Nida. Not only did they go through all the Masechtos in Shas, Reb Chaim of Valozhin was the Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin Yeshiva, they also had Shir in Zohar, no? In fact, at one point in Valozhin, just to tell you the difference between guys today and guys then, at one point in Valozhin, they had to pass a rule that no one is allowed to go to the Zohar Shir unless you also went to the Gemara Shir, because no one was interested in the Gemara Shir from Chaim Valozhin. They only wanted the Zohar Shir, no? Is this in Stempfer's book? I heard this from Stempfer. I took a class with him in Israel a few years ago. It's really exciting. He's a great professor. He actually speaks very nicely. So that's Reb David Tevel. That's the Sefer Nachlas David on Bava Metzia. The Nachlas David on Bava Metzia has a very interesting point. He says that, you know what? Tosfos is saying, I have a Gemara on Daf Ches. The Gemara in Daf Ches says that we say Migo. Tosfos understands the Gemara in Daf Ches is saying that we say Migo, that even though I say half is mine, believe me that I could have said the whole thing is mine. Right? That's how Tosfos begins. Right? Tosfos goes to Gemara in Daf Ches that I should have a Migo from half to kula, to whole. Right? Yeah, the Gemara in Daf Ches is talking about the Inyan Shavua, but we see that you'll say Migo from half to whole. According to the Mukhe Yosef, can I say amigo from half the whole ever? It's chutzpah to say the whole thing is mine. Half is less chutzpah, no? To say the whole thing is mine, much more chutzpah. It's called me dover with dover, possibly. Because once I say half it's mine, we split it down the middle, right? So according to the Nukhe Yaisei, right, says Reb David Tevel, says the Nachlas David, that Tosfos is quoting the Gemara in Daf Ches to show that all the answers of the Nimuke Yosef are wrong. Because the Gemara in that Ches is saying that I say amigo of half to whole. And according to the Mukhe Yosef, I have three reasons why I don't say amigo half to whole. Now, this is of course a backhanded way of saying, well, it's a kasha in the Mukhe Yosef. Like the Mukhe Yosef was a Rishon. He also knew how to learn. So what did the Mukhe Yosef do with the Gemara in that Ches? So I have two possibilities. What the Mukhe Yosef did with the Gemara in that Ches? One possibility is what we noted before. The Gemara in Daf Ches never used the word Migo. The Gemara in Daf Ches used the word Meshev Aveda. Perhaps the Mukhe Yosef felt Meshev Aveda is different than Migo. That's one approach. The other approach is based on a fascinating line in a Mordechai. The Mordechai writes, ready? First Mordechai in the Masechta. Right? Did we speak about the Mordechai last time, I think? We didn't say. Maybe it was in my Gemara share on Shabbos and I spoke about who Mordechai was. Okay, Mordechai is Mordechai ben Hillel. He was a Talmud of the Maharam of Rottenberg. I think I spoke about it here. Huh? Okay, fine. So then we don't have to go through the history again. I like Jewish history, by the way. So the fact that I give these introductions is just because I like it, and I hope that you guys don't feel it's Bittul Torah. But then Mordechai writes, the first Mordechai in the Masechta says that there are different standards of Migo for Shavua and for Mamun. The Gemara in Daf Ches is saying, believe me when I said half is mine, that I maybe should not have to swear because I could have said the whole thing is mine. Says the Mordechai, very important line. Says the Mordechai, Yesh Leimar, Liftar Mishavua, we say amigo. Dib amigo koldahu, Patrinon le Mishavua. The Mordechai has a yesod that amigo koldahu, Patrinon Mishavua.
So who's explaining?
Huh? So
who's Mordechai
trying
to explain?
The Mordechai is asking Akasha on the answers of the Nemuke Yosef. Then the Mukhe Yosef's answer of that we don't say Migo Midavar Ladavar. Frek the Mordechai Arkasha. What do you mean? The Gemara Daf Ches said Migo Ladavar Ladavar. Or Migo Mimamon Lemamon. So he says, you're right. I don't say Migo Midavar Ladavar for purposes of do I owe the money? But to Pater from a Shavua, then I say Migo Midavar Ladavar. So Tosfos apparently feels that I don't split. I don't say that there are two different categories of Migo. You see, again, let's go slowly, gentlemen. I don't want to lose anybody. The Rishonim ask Akasha in our Mishnah, L'maisa, this guy collects a quarter. Frek the Rishonim, let him collect half. That is a question about mammon, about money. Why is it that you only get a quarter? You should really get a half. That's Tosfos' kasha. Right? Tosfos is proving from a Gemara on Daf Ches that's dealing with Shavua that I say Migo from half to whole. Right? The Nemuke Yosef would say you can't make that proof at all because the standards of Migo for Shavua are much lower than the standards of Migo for money, for mammon. And when it comes to being exempt from paying money, migo by mummonis, so then I will not say migo midavar ledavar, says the Nemuke Yosef and Mordechai. But a migo to pater from a shavua, then I would say by migo midavar ledavar. Basically, it goes like this. Tosfos is proving from the Gemara Daf Ches that I say migo of half to a whole, right? That Gemara, though, is very different than the case in Tosfos. That Gemara is talking about, believe me, that I should not have to swear. when I say half, maybe I shouldn't have to swear because I could have said the whole and I wouldn't have to swear. But to collect additional money, that I would not say. That's what the Nemuki Yosef would say. Nemuki Yosef would say that the Gemara, yes, has a migo from half to whole, but that's only for purposes of Shavuah. To collect money, a migo of half to whole, I would never say, because it's chutzpah to go from half to whole. Because it's midavra l'davra to go from half to whole. Tosfos says, no, Tosfos says, I see from the Gemara that I say migo from half to whole. That tells me, according to Tosfos, that chutzpah doesn't bother me. Midavra l'davra doesn't bother me, etc. Let's just summarize, gentlemen. This is very important. Tosfos asks Akasha, believe me when I say half is mine, because I could have said the whole thing is mine. Right? That's Tosfos' kasha. So there are four answers that we know as of right now to this kasha. Right? One answer of Tosfos, and three answers of the Nemuki Yosef. Right? The answer of Tosfos is, believe me when I said half, I could have said whole. How does Tosfos answer the question? Why not? Shmuel? Remember? What? Migo lahotzi. Tosfos says, I don't say amigo lahotzi. We haven't elaborated on this yet, but that's what Tosfos says. Nemuki Yosef never mentions migo lahotzi. Nemuki Yosef has three other answers, right? Mukua one, ha'oza, which is chutzpah. The other answer is midavar ladavar. These are the key answers. The third answer, I think, is a little bit of a side answer. But the Nemuki Yosef doesn't say migo lahotzi. Tosfos says migo lahotzi, and Tosfos doesn't say the others. That means that in the rules of migo, and if you look in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Pei Beis, there's a long sin about all the rules of migo, and there is two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Pei Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Do I say migo lahotzi or not? The first opinion is I don't say migo lahotzi. Second opinion is I do say migo lahotzi. We now know the first opinion is Tosfos. Second opinion is Nemuki Yosef. By the way, it's not just Nemuki Yosef. You're looking at the Ramban and the Rashba and Bava Basra and the Ritva over here. You'll see that opinion as well. In other words, these we show and hold. Nemuki Yosef says that we do say migo lahotzi. Tosfos says we don't say migo lahotzi. That's a fundamental machlokes. What? Tosfos says no migo lahotzi. Right? The Nemuki Yosef would say we do say migo lahotzi, and that forces the Nemuki Yosef to give other answers. And it's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Two opinions.
You say migo lahotzi only by Shavua.
So then we have within the Nemuki Yosef what we're suggesting, that there's a split within Shavua. But the split within Shavuot that Nemuki Yosef uses is probably for these answers. In other words, the Gemara on that fest was saying something that seems like Migo de Ha'aza, or it seems like Migo Midavar L'Davar. For the Nemuki Yosef, I would say that by Shavuot, I have a lower standard of Migo. Tosfos would say, you can't really split the standard of Migo between Mamon and Shavuot. I know this is complicated, but I think this is correct. Now, why would I say in Lumdus, why would I say that I do say Migo Lahotzi? Why would I say I don't say Migo Lahotzi? Conceptually, what is. Let me hear from Chaim and from Mario.
So you said that, okay, so you mentioned that Migo is the clean alternative. So the alternative is nice when you bring in an alternative and nothing else. When somebody else says they have a claim on it, then you can't use your Migo because they're going to cancel that your alternative because they have the alternative already. So
when they have a claim, I have a response to their claim.
Right.
Now, I could have had, I have an alternative. I have a different response
right.
as well.
You're right. When your alternative precludes theirs completely, in this case, not like, you know, like, oh, this is part, like, partially like this, it's just like saying, like, your thing is.
It's totally wrong. Your claim is.
Really wrong, then your alternative can't be. Your alternative is just like, oh, this may have happened because that may have happened. Shit is not strong enough to get beat out the other guy's dead.
So, that, I don't. what you're suggesting might work in some cases, wouldn't work in every case of Migul Lahotzi necessarily, no? I have a shtar that says, you owe me money. Right? The shtar, let's say, is known to be a forged shtar, but I could have said it's a good shtar. Your response, when I present you the shtar, is, no, I don't owe money. Right? I could have said it's a good shtar and I would collect. Instead, I say it's a forged shtar, but I want to collect anyway because of some other reason. Right? That's a migul lahotzi, presumably.
Right?
And how would that factor in the...
There's no vacuum here. Normally, Migo works when there's a vacuum. There's a claim and there's like nobody knew what happened. Here's saying, like, the other guy's saying, he doesn't know what happened. He knows exactly what happened. There's no, you have to fill something in. Here's exactly what happened. You're saying, you're throwing something else that you're saying that you're completely wrong what he says. Your two things can't remotely coexist.
So I would agree with you. In that situation, again, we have to be creative, but in the situation that my claim cannot exist at all, so then I won't say Migul Lahotzi. Agreed. But I think there's something more fundamental. Ariel, you want to take a stab?
Yeah, I just think you can say Migul all you want, but the other day, you didn't say it.
I didn't say it. In other words, I have to produce a taina.
Yeah, you never had a claim.
Okay. But the fact is, I said some claim.
Right,
you say
you just have claimed that you could have.
I have some claim, but I could have produced a better claim. So believe me, because I could have produced a better claim. Why not?
So the answer is,
I think what I'm saying is that the mindset I didn't say. Right? Push comes to shove, I didn't say it, and therefore, the fact that I could have said something else
doesn't matter.
Does that definitely prove that I'm telling the truth? Or is it just a svara that maybe I'm telling the truth?
Maybe not.
The truth. It's probably not definite.
And even more so,
right?
Even more so, if you were so sure of the fact that you were telling the truth, you would have said it to begin with.
That's another way of fact. In other words, if I would definitely be telling the truth, I would have produced a better time than originally.
Right.
The fact that this might... So, Migo is hedging bets. It's probability. I'm probably telling the truth, but it's not vadai. I would say migo is always, right? Remember, there's some pasuk in the Torah that we don't know where for migo, but it's namanos b'toras safek as opposed to toras vadai. Migo is not saying I'm definitely telling the truth. Migo is saying I'm probably telling the truth. We have a rule in dinei mamonos that hamotzi mechavero olav harayim. If I want to collect money, I need absolute, total, complete proof. Migo ain't going to work because it's not vadai ne'amonos. It's suffix ne'amonos. It's always saying, maybe you're believed. Ken zayin. It could be that you're telling the truth. Right? It's likely maybe, but is it absolute? Is it definite?
No.
If it's not definite, Migo won't help. Lahaitzi. But lahachazek, if I'm already holding the money, and you have a claim on my money that I'm holding, and I say, believe me, because I have a migo, right? Then suffik is good enough. Because by dinei mamonos, maitzei mechaveiro alav harayim, you don't have absolute proof, because it could be I'm telling the truth. And push comes to shove, the money's in my pocket. I'm a muhsin. So Migo helps Lahatzik, not Laholtzi, because the Nemonis of Migo is fundamentally Nemonis Mitoiras Safeg, not Nemonis Mitoiras Vada. I think that's probably the pshat.
What the Rashbam says?
The Rashbam in Bava Basra and that Sugya?
I know what about the Rabba, I think.
So Rashbam says that because it's a Safeg, Tosis doesn't like that line in the Rashbam. And that says because it's a suffix, so therefore I say Ara Hechad to take him, right? It should remain, but Zuzi not. I can't remove the Zuzin. Why? Because there's some fundamental suffix over here. What's the suffix? The suffix could be that the Namonis of Migo isn't absolute. Maybe we will try to say something a little more involved next time we learn Gemara. But this is, I think, just the Aleph phase of the Sugya. This is such a hard Sugya. It's murder, no? This is, I could tell you that Sukkim is so much easier. But no, that's the last Gemara to us. Let's think of Sukkim. Sukkim is so much easier. This is very difficult. We have to, next time we learn, I want to just go through Machlokas Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef for a bit. And plug it in, because Tosas has a big chiddush in the way he understands Machlokas Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. But we're almost done with Migul Aholtzi. Once we're done with Migul Aholtzi, the Gemaras do get a little bit easier for the next week and a half or 2 weeks. So don't panic. If you're not getting every detail here in the Tosas, that will go over tomorrow to the Seder Mitzvah Shem. We'll get it well. But I think the differences between the Nemuki Yosef and Tosas are really important. And the only way I can understand the Nemuki Yosef son of Midavar L'Davar is based on that Rashba of Muchlak V'Ome that's already divided. Okay, guys, Mincha is 1:30 in the base Medrash. Enjoy your lunch. Have a good day. Tomorrow is the same schedule as today, 9 until 11:30 Seder, 11:30 Shir, but across the hall, across the street in the Morg base Medrash, in the Sephardic base Medrash at Morg. Shears and Morg.
Shears and Morg.
Just for us. Because I think we're the only Shear that's in this building.
Oh, it's closed because of
this building is closed tomorrow.